JG 2.
Number 16A.
All right, so we go on and on and ever on, as John Dorley said, and we come to our, not our last session, but our onward session together. And I think that in thinking of recapping within our consciousness, what I wanted perhaps to mention as a prelude to the class this morning is that we know Mrs. Eddy said that she did her best work when she got Mary out of the way. Now, naturally, that doesn't mean that we get ourselves out of the way insofar that the self doesn't participate in the system. As we saw the first evening, that means that we take in consciousness those eight ordered steps to our oneness with being, where we resolve the personal I into the I am, where really what we're getting out of the way is the human mind and its reasoning and calculation and trying to figure things out humanly. What Mrs. Eddy showed us so much, that the teacher is the divine mind and the student is the divine mind, and only mind can fathom infinity. Only the divine mind can fathom the science of this subject, and it's only the divine mind that is one with reality. Therefore, I've put great emphasis on culturing consciousness along those ordered steps to oneness with being, as Kapler has presented in his book, The Ordered Approach to the One Being. Because, as Mrs. Eddy said, the difference between her system and other systems is that other metaphysics leave the grand point untouched. They never crown the power of mind. The divine mind is a messiah. And therefore, one can see that with the human mind thinking and planning and figuring and questions and everything just doesn't cut the ice. We're doing the right method. Mrs. Eddy said that a Christian scientist is alone with their own being and the reality of all things. And they asked, how can I best advance in science? And she said, study the exact letter and imbibe the spirit. Now, what we can see then is that it's a mind which is God can only know the mind which is God. We see that on the level of science itself, that it's mind being its own infinite mind. And we see, therefore, on divine science, that is operating according to the law of divine science, we know, operating out of itself, through itself, as itself, and for the glory of itself. And that one mind, which is God, is our mind, tells us that through the law of the Christ on absolute Christian science, that we are that whole mind, that ideal mind, symbolized by truth, which is infinitely individualized, symbolized by life, and adapted to a specific situation, symbolized by love. Therefore, we could see then, yesterday with the law of the word order, we just say, therefore, I am mind, I am not mortal mind, I am spirit, I am not matter, I am soul, I am not body, I am principle, I am not personality, I am life, I am not death, I am truth, I am not mortal consciousness, I am love. I'm not imperfection. Therefore, that mind which is God is seeking the mind in us. And in order for that mind in us to respond, the mind which is God is our mind. We have no other mind than the mind which is God. It's really a question of glorifying me with what I was before the world was. That remnant is there, isn't it? That's our natural state. Really, Mrs. Eddy said that Christian science should be normal and natural, that we acknowledge and accept that inherently within us, that the only mind which we have is the mind which is God. But that has to be discovered, she said. And we can see that these eight ordered steps to oneness with being that Max has shown on the logic of the levels He says, really, he could see through life experience. It wasn't something that he intellectually contrived the eight steps, but through life experience he could see that we first see that all is mental, that it depends on the human mind, determines experience, that mind can be good or evil. But finally seeing that the human mind is no savior, its system of reference is no standard for judging whether we're thinking good or evil. And in step three, we see therefore that this divine system of reference gives us that ideal standard upon which to culture that the structure of reality and the structure of consciousness are one and the same thing. So by learning, first of all, and not skipping, of course, those fundamental steps of learning what the ideas are of mind through the compendium work, what the ideas of soul are, spirit are, what the ideas of soul, principle, life, truth, and love are, step three. And step four, seeing how all the ideas within mind intra-relate to build tone mind, and how all the ideas under spirit intra-relate to build tone spirit, and how all the ideas under soul intra-relate to build tone soul, and how all the ideas under principle intra-relate to build tone principle, and how all the ideas under life, truth, and love intra-relate to build the tone of life, truth, and love. Where then on the fifth step we can say, then the mind which is God is our mind. We have no other mind than the mind which is God. And meaning by that mind, that mind which includes all its ideas. And or we could say the spirit which is God is our spirit. We have no other spirit than the spirit which is God, meaning by that the tone of spirit which includes all its ideas. Or we could say therefore that we are that one soul, principle, life, truth, and love, infinitely individualized and adapted to a specific situation, yet still remaining the one soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Here we have touched the level of Christian Science, which is already absolute Christian Science, having its impact on the relative, where we go out from the synonymous terms themselves. Then on the level of absolute Christian Science, step six, we saw, well, that law of the divine success mechanism, that law is really making our mind a success. That law of life, truth, and love is making our spirit experience a success. That law of life, truth, and love is making what we are a soul idea and a success. That law of life, truth, and love is making what we are as principle idea a success. That law of life, truth, and love is making our life idea success. That law of life, truth, and love is making our truth idea success. That law of life, truth, and love is making our love idea success. So finally, on the level of science itself, we saw with this law that we can just say then, I am mind, I am spirit, I am soul, I am principle, I am life, I am truth, I am love, because we saw on that level that mind and its idea is one, and this one is mind. We saw the logic of this level resolved all duality. And finally, as we enter the level of science itself, we see all the seven emerge into just the one ego infinitely being, where we just are mind being its own infinite mind, spirit being its own infinite spirit, soul being its own infinite soul, principle being its own infinite principle, life being its own infinite life, truth being its own infinite truth, love being its own infinite love. And with that understanding, the Son of Man neither ascends or descends, but stays in heaven to spiral higher and higher from boundless bases. And shown, therefore, on the descending way, that really that I am, which is the I am of all, on the level of divine science, on the level of absolute Christian science, which is that I am infinitely individualized, yet still remaining the I am, on the level of Christian science, has no personal I, there's only the I am. Therefore, on the other, it has its impact on the relative to show that what looked like a thinker of us ascending the model of being is just really that we are the thought of God, where mind sought the mind in us, which made it look like we were going on an ascending scale. But the way of the ascending way is indispensable to science. And as I say it, we have to get the human, the self out of the way. And we have this step-by-step method of detaching oneself from the human mind and step-by-step culturing consciousness in the categories of reality, which then puts off the old man and puts on the new man, and that's at that standpoint of the divine mind that we fathom infinity. These laws and flowing with the laws and understanding the laws can never be achieved through the human effort, through the human mind trying to figure it out, can it? It comes through inspiration, it comes through science and understanding. That's why we can see that Mrs. Eddy showed that the goal of her textbook, at the end of the 16th chapter, she shows that it catapults us towards the model of being. Our goal is that both science and consciousness is one. And therefore, we see then that science and consciousness is now at work in the economy of being, according to the law of capital mind, which ultimately asserts its absolute supremacy. So the goal of the whole subject that we're studying is to see that God's laws constitute our individuality. God's laws constitute our conscious being. And therefore, we see that the goal is that the structure of science becomes the same as a structure of reality, as a structure of our consciousness. So it is such that on the science level, the structure of reality and the structure of consciousness are one and the same thing. It's just the one I infinitely being. So we can see then that this is naturally something that we've touched on together in class, and I can see that naturally in any class it only indicates future possibilities. And so naturally in a subsequent summer schools, I'd like to take together the points that we've touched on just in methods such as flow charting, what it actually means. I've done some flowing with us in class, always flowing from the level of science itself when I do it, through the level of divine science. Yesterday I came down through the Christ at absolute Christian science and then flowed through the word order. Flow charting is such that the model of being is not a flat chart that you have to begin somewhere and then go follow all the little duckies in a row. Flow charting is done as a sphere. The model of being is like a sphere, and you can start any place on the model of being. Wherever one feels that one wants to go out from either a positive problem or see the impact of the laws on a negative problem, one can begin anywhere with the law of truth, life, and love, and see that we are that individual Christ consciousness at work, which is expressing then, seeing at the Christ at absolute Christian science, that we are truth, life, and love, that law of being the individual Christ consciousness at work. And then we can flow right over here to the word at Christian science and see that that's being developed in us through the word order, you see. Through mind conceiving the idea, spirit unfolding it, soul identifying it, a principle governing it, life living it is life, truth, and love. So one can flow anywhere one wants from one category to another on the model of being, as long as it makes logical sense in the practice problem before us, you see. So this is advanced work, and it's something that I'd like to do next summer or in subsequent summers with us. And you can anticipate that this type of subject can happen. But this year, I just wanted to indicate the possibility of flow charting and, you know, get us ready. First, we have to understand these laws, just in the method of understanding them. And then we go home and digest and build upon what we have seen. So I think we'd be well advised this year when we go home to really then do as Mrs. Eddy said, and what we most of us really do. We do what she says. She says that a Christian Scientist is alone, as I said, with her own being or his own being and the reality of all things. And when they asked her, how do you progress most rapidly in Christian Science, she said, study the exact letter and imbibe the spirit. Well, we get the exact letter through going over a subject and going over a subject that we have been given. Not always asking for the new cakes and the new vision. Now we've done that, what else is new? Max has said that over and over again, that he only feels that he has gone on because he went over and over what he already knew, not what he didn't know. That's spirit, isn't it? Pondering what we know, appreciating what we know, and let the birth take place. So with such a subject as the laws of being that we've had this week, naturally the primary source would be Kapler's book on the four levels of spiritual consciousness that we can take with these horizontal laws. And then to help with that, his 1973 tapes, on the horizontal laws of the levels of being. And we can get the tapes from this class if we like to help go back over what we have learned. But basically the whole point is going over whatever, or our notes, whatever we like, in a prayerful attitude within ourselves where we concept build, meaning we, as we know that, I believe that, let's see where that whole method is in the study aid, on page 14 in the study aid. It's very clear what we need to do in our prayerful attitude at home. The best thing is in the closet of quietude, this comes. And it's not rushing around and doing a lot of talking and chatting with each other, whether we get it, whether we don't get it. Talk is just a mental standpoint. It's that prayer that really brings it forth. And so therefore we see that first we concept build. We go over what we've been given through the various references, and we get the concept clear. We get the exact letter clear. Meaning in what this concept means through our text analysis or through the analysis of the levels, and seeing what that concept means as defined through the relationship of the levels, which build up laws. Therefore, the exercise is always thinking through the exact letter to establish the perfect concept or the perfect idea of the structure of being and its laws. After we've gained the exact letter and gone over the exact letter, and we're quite clear on the letter to a certain degree through the various references, then we can close those references and begin to tonality build. Begin to see how all the ideas of the various levels and laws begin to interweave together as to form an overall tonality of the level and the laws under consideration. And this exercise is pondering, with the books closed, pondering the concept of the level of science itself and its law, pondering the concept of the level of divine science and its law, pondering the concept of the level of absolute Christian science and its law, pondering the concept of Christian science and its law, Then pondering how these laws are interwoven together, and perhaps then trying out some flow charting, which is done according to a meaningful question that we may have, to see how it may be in life experience, a so-called negative problem seems to have come up. Then we put the problem aside and we begin to go out from the principle and not the problem, and go and just start with these laws wherever it feels we should start, and begin to flow through the model of being and see how the impact of those laws are operating in our life, and that simultaneously acts as a law of annihilation to any other claim that anything else are going on besides these laws. And once we tonality build and flow within consciousness the best we can, that always is developed, that's always polished, we always just, as I say, can begin anywhere when a problem comes up, positive or negative, at any point we want, and then begin to flow, whether we want to start on the science itself level and see that in reality we are just the being of these laws and expression, and then flow to divine science and see, and as a being of these laws, that truth is always coming forth in my experience out of the womb of being itself, through the channel of being itself, as the being itself, for the glory of being itself. And then, as I say, we can come down and say, and I am that whole truth, that whole consciousness, infinitely individualized and adapted to a specific situation. That constitutes my individuality, doesn't it? So that can be tonality building. And once it becomes tonality building, that tone blends into pure consciousness of the levels of being. And once we have pure consciousness of the levels of being, they become our very own being, don't they? This is, therefore, what we see is that we really don't go forward by committee. We go forward really by our one-on-one relationship with God. That is the way to go forward. That's how I've gone forward. I've never really have joined study groups or talk yakety-yak-yak about this subject to others. It's always been taking what I've gotten at a summer school and gone home and pondered it and loved it with the books, with various tapes, cultured it all year long, and then looked forward to a summer school again where we could go forward with the subject from a higher basis and then together polish the basis that we cultured during the year. It doesn't mean that one can't get together with others and culture consciousness, but it's always from the standpoint of concept building. We get the letter clear, and we can only encourage that we tonality build, consciousness build, and being build. But nobody can tonality build for us. Nobody can consciousness build for us. Nobody can being build for us. That is something that's done on our one-on-one relationship with God. And as Mrs. Eddy says, regardless of what others say on the subject, I speak through experience. So over the years, and I think I was introduced to the subject back in 1962 or something, that's quite a few years that I can say that I speak through experience. It's been the quiet one-on-one relationship with God that has really gone over what one knows and pondering it with scientific obstetrics that has brought the subject forward. So we can look forward then to subsequent summer schools together where we can build on the theme that we've started and then take it forward, huh? Always spiraling higher and higher from a boundless basis. So we have great adventures together together, and we have great adventures on a one-on-one relationship to God. So what we see then is that these laws are just absolutely they're infinite. As we know, we can never say we've done the model of being. We've done the laws. They're such that when we look at them from different angles, they will just spiral higher and higher from a boundless basis. As I said, we've just touched the hem of Christ's garments with this class in the laws. We just have barely got a glimpse into the immensity of the vastness of the subject. Like Mrs. Eddy said, it's science vast, the Song of Songs, huh? It's a universe. It's a universal science and it's universal laws. And one begins to just get the feeling of what it means. But of course, we all must begin at the beginning and culture the importance of them as we build them within consciousness. So we now go on with our work with the Christ order. We've seen together the implications of the word order. And naturally, with our wrapping up together this morning, the appreciation of the laws, we just realize that what we are doing this week is gaining the method. Certainly not the cakes or the fishes. I didn't want to come and present a fish that was already cooked that I threw out to you and you gobbled up the cooked fish and went home and felt you understood everything that was said in the class. That is something, as we know now, will evolve in our own work. I really was much more interested, and still am much more interested, in teaching us how to fish, in teaching the method behind the subject. The subject itself will come. It's the method then that we are interested in, the inner structure of the laws on each level, as we've done. What is the law? What's the pedal note of the law? What's the factor of the law? What is the application of the law? Really going in as scientists and discerning the inner workings of the law itself, really doing as much as we can through a scientific sense and spiritual sense, grasping just what it means to think in laws and in categories. This is, we see, that's why I wanted to present before we began the laws, that whole question of what are laws. We first saw them in what this world today considers laws. We spent a brief time looking at how Paul Davies, just one of the many, many, many scientists in the world today, writing books for the average layman on just what the meaning of laws mean to a scientist, and how science just look at the meaning of laws, the questions scientists have concerning laws today. All that is important to see how the scientific community today is responding to the question of law. We saw there, and we're already impressed, that they're taking and seeing that they're responding to a higher attenuation of the Christ, taking them from a physical explanation of laws through a mental explanation. Really, Davies asking, is there an end to this chain of scientific explanation called God? Is there a super law behind being, of which, if we want, we could say the origin is God itself? Therefore, we see when we look at the physical sciences, we don't look at them as dualists. We see and I encourage, deeply encourage again, a study of the chapter Science, Theology, and Medicine, especially this science aspect of it with the mind, spirit, soul, principle aspect, which really sets our consciousness straight on how Mrs. Eddy sees the science of God in relationship to the human sciences. Insofar, she says, all science is divine. There is no physical science. If the scientists want to call it physical science, fine. That doesn't make the science of God physical, does it?